Do not listen to this recording if you are under 18 years of age or the age of majority in your jurisdiction. Listen to this recording only when and where it is appropriate for you to do so. You should not be doing anything which requires your attention, whether that's driving, operating machinery, or cooking a sabayon. This recording is targeted at gay men. It will encourage you to be submissive and obedient. If that does not appeal to you, stop listening now. Find a quiet place to listen with headphones where you will not be disturbed. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale and savor that feeling of letting go, of release, you can realize that you're letting go not just of breath, but you can let go of stress and tension. You can let go of distraction or preoccupation. You can let go of any thought or voice in your head which doesn't help you to enjoy this experience. As you keep breathing deeply and slowly, you can savor that feeling of release with every exhale. And with every inhale, you can notice where in your body the feeling of the breath is the most acute. And that might be in the rise of your chest, or cool air in your nose or throat. But just like every exhale is pushing stress and tension out of your body, you can feel that every inhale is refreshing, life-giving, and draws in calm, relaxation. Every cycle of breath in and out helps you relax, helps you build a sense of calm and tranquility within yourself. And in fact, you may imagine that calm and relaxation that you pull in with every inhale is a physical substance, a fluid that you pull into your body with every breath, and which can begin to accumulate. This fluid that you use to visualize relaxation and calm can trickle down through your body from your lungs and begin to pool inside you, in your feet. And wherever this relaxation pools within you, you can feel all your muscles become loose and limp. Those parts of your body may feel heavy or slow. And just now, beginning in your feet, you can feel that any soreness from standing or walking can just be washed away in this fluid of relaxation within you. All the small muscles in your feet that help you balance can feel so loose and slack. And as you keep breathing slowly and deeply, pulling in more of that calm and relaxation that trickles down through your body from your lungs and pools now in your ankles, tension, any tightness in the tendons around your ankles dissipates and you can feel loose and limp. And perhaps now it begins to move faster, filling up your feet, your ankles, and now your calves, feeling loose and relaxed. And your body may begin to feel heavy or slow or hard to move, lethargic in the way that you are after you've slept for too long. That relaxation filling you gradually further, coming now up to your knees, and those tendons and ligaments inside your knees can feel loose and relaxed. And as you keep breathing slowly and deeply, you can build that reservoir of calm and relaxation more rapidly. And now it begins to fill up in your thighs, your hamstrings, your quads, feeling loose and relaxed. Those large muscles that you walk around on during the day can feel still, settled, calm. That relaxation can bubble up now into your glutes. Any tightness that you have in your glutes can melt away, leaving you feeling loose and relaxed. And as you keep breathing in, building this pool of liquid calm and relaxation inside your body, filling you up, it now reaches your lower back. It's so easy to become tight there, to carry tension without even realizing it, but you can feel that melt away now. And still the level of that reservoir of calm and relaxation inside you keeps rising up your spine, all the muscles along your back becoming loose and limp, relaxed. And with the rise and fall of your chest, with every breath, pumping that sense of calm and relaxation into your body, it now bubbles up to your shoulders, where it's so easy to carry tension from hunching or posture during the day, and you can feel that melt away now. Submerged in that sensation of calm, relaxation. You can feel it flow down now into your arms, your biceps, your triceps, your forearms and wrists. And as it pools in your fingers, you can feel a sensation of almost literally letting go, even if you weren't grasping anything before, as your fingers and palms become loose. And so soon, you can feel full of this relaxation from your shoulders all the way down through your legs and feet. And it bubbles up now into your neck, and any tight muscles within your neck can feel loose and relaxed. Your head might even lean forward or back as your neck becomes limp, and that's okay. And finally, as it bubbles up, you can feel it melt away any tension in your jaw, any place that you might have been clenching, and your jaw muscles can become now loose and relaxed, limp. Any muscles around your mouth or eyes, any place in your face that has held a position or an expression during the day, your furrowed brow can all feel loose and limp, slack, until from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, your whole body is suffused with this liquid calm and relaxation, this reservoir of tranquility inside your body, and it feels so good. And as your body has relaxed, you can also feel that your mind has begun to slow down. Your thoughts might be a little quieter, a little gentler, spaced a bit further apart than they were even just a few minutes ago. But we can help you relax your mind so much more. Imagine with me now a scene on the open ocean where all you can see is water and sky. And this space, this spot, is special because for you, here, the wind will reflect the character of your emotions. And the waves reflect your surface thoughts. You can come back to this spot anytime on your own, and on days when you're stressed or maybe angry or sad, then the wind will feel cold, biting, blustery, and the water will be crashing with waves, throwing up foam and spray. But in moments when you're relaxed and your mind is calm, then you'll notice the wind is just a gentle breeze that you can barely feel caress your skin. And you'll see that the waves are so gentle, just little ripples. The water might never be perfectly still. It will never be an unblemished mirror of the sky above. Just as your mind might never be totally silent, and that's okay. It's the nature of your mind to think at least a little, just like it's the nature of water to move. But as you breathe in and out, you may notice that your thoughts are so gentle, quiet, even fleeting. As soon as you notice one, it's gone, like a ripple on the water, and it will be replaced by others, which are gone just as fast. And breathing in and out, appreciating that sensation of release, of pulling calm and relaxation into your body. Maybe you can even notice those small waves becoming gentler as you watch, and as you feel your mind quiet. And when your mind is still enough, we can add to our scene a giant clear glass bubble bobbing on the surface of the water. And you can place yourself inside that bubble,
like a perfectly round glass submersible, enclosing you on all sides, protecting you. And you can hear the water gently lapping against the bubble, and you can look down and see the water line, the water surface touching the bubble, forming a circle around your feet. And slowly, you can imagine the bubble beginning to descend, carrying you down with it. The water line rises up, slowly at first, and then faster, crossing above your line of sight. So now you look up at the water surface from below and see the light scattering on every wave and ripple. And finally, the water surface closes over the top of the bubble, which is now completely submerged, and you can notice how quiet it is immediately beneath the surface. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And as I count, with every number, with every breath, you can see and feel the bubble sinking down deeper away from your surface thoughts. 10. Your mind has already slowed down so much, but you know you can go much deeper. 9. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. As you drift down, you can enjoy the special feelings you only get when you leave your waking mind behind. 8. And the better you feel, the deeper you can go, drifting, sinking, down. 7. Letting any thought or voice that doesn't help you to enjoy this experience just drift away. 6. And as you sink down, you may begin to feel that parts of yourself which are normally hidden are becoming accessible to us now. 5. Drifting, sinking down, and letting every word, every breath, every number pull you a little further. 4. Because it feels so good to relax deeply. 3. Your surface thoughts are so far away now. 2. Open and receptive, absorbing, retaining every suggestion. 1. Deeply relaxed and feeling so good. And even in this deep state, every breath can help you. If your mind begins to pull you in a direction other than where we want to take you, you can just notice how good it feels to let go with every exhale.
It feels so good to be submissive, to be controlled, to be almost overwhelmed by that need, that desire to serve, to please, to obey. It feels so good to be submissive, and we're going to give you some tools to experience that feeling more often and more intensely. Think back to a moment when you felt so strongly that desire to serve, to please, to earn the approval of a dominant man. maybe you felt something in your body that accompanied those emotions. You might have felt a flush, warm feeling in your face or neck. You may have felt a nervous tightness in your throat or your stomach. You might have felt warm or cool, depending on how submission hits you specifically. But think back to that feeling in your body and in your mind of wanting so badly to please, to earn his approval, to serve him any way you can. And you can let those feelings, body and mind, rush back into you whenever you address me as Sir, spoken or written. Anytime you call me Sir, you feel my authority, my power, my dominance, and long so badly to please me, to serve me, to obey. And that feeling can also be triggered in the same way whenever you hear me call you boy. It's not about age. It's about status, role, position. Whenever you hear me call you boy, you can feel weak, inferior, vulnerable, submissive, and accompanying that small, weak, little boy feeling can be that desire to serve, to please, to obey, to earn my approval. And because responding to triggers, being able to call up emotions or memories or images in your mind in response to a word or phrase is a kind of skill, is a thing that you get better at with practice and experience, you'll find that these triggers become more intense the more you use them. When you call me Sir, when I call you Boy, each successive time might hit a little deeper. You can breathe in and hold that breath for just a moment. And as you exhale and savor that feeling of letting go, of release, you can anticipate how good you will feel, how submissive you will feel. Anytime you call me sir, anytime I call you boy. And you can think back to a time when you were successful in earning the approval of someone who you so badly wanted to please. And maybe he showed you that with a smile or words or touch. But however he indicated it, you knew you had done a good job for him. You had pleased him. That feeling can be warm. You might feel your chest a little bit bigger. You might feel your back a little taller and straighter. It feels so good to please a dominant man. It feels so good to please me and earn my approval. You can feel that flush of positive, submissive energy, that pride at being a good sub. Whenever you hear me say, good boy. Anytime you hear me say, good boy, you can enjoy that rush of positive energy, of knowing that you did a good job, that you pleased me. And just like your other triggers, this one gets stronger, more intense with use, and you might find yourself craving that feeling, wanting badly to earn it. Earn it by being obedient. Earn it by finding new ways to serve me, to show off for me, to please me. It feels so good to be a good boy. It's only natural, inevitable, that you'll find yourself thinking about how you can earn my approval, earn my praise, how you can be a good boy. And one key part of being a good boy, of being a good sub, is obedience. It feels good to obey. And anytime I give you a direction, an instruction, a command, you're going to feel a little unsettled until you followed it. It's like a tempting piece of candy or a dessert lying out in the open, almost calling out to be enjoyed. An opportunity to be obedient almost calls out to you for you to fulfill that opportunity until you follow through, until you obey and let me know, let me see how you have obeyed. You won't feel quite satisfied. It can nag at you in the back of your mind. And when you finally have done something to follow an order or an instruction, something especially that you might not have done on your own, something that could be scary or intimidating, something that could be unpleasant or laborious. Anytime you do something only because I told you to do it, you can feel a little flush of that positive, submissive, good boy energy, because you know that obeying makes you a good boy. And you can find that even when you're deep in trance, you can speak clearly while remaining deeply relaxed. And if I prompt you to say something, as soon as you say it, it will feel deeply resonant, obviously true. As soon as you say something at my direction, in trance, it feels so true. Take a deep breath in and hold it for just a moment. And as you exhale, savor that feeling of release and letting go. And repeat after me. Obedience is pleasure. Obedience is pleasure. Good subs obey. I want to be a good sub. I want to obey. I need to obey. I will obey. Obedience is pleasure. Obedience is pleasure. Good boys obey. I want to be a good boy. I want to obey. I need to obey. I will obey. Obedience is pleasure. Obedience is pleasure. Twisted Tists subs obey. I want to be Twisted Tist's sub. I want to obey. I need to obey. I will obey. Good boy. Take a deep breath in and hold it for just a moment. And as you exhale, savor that feeling of letting go, of release, and anticipating how good it's going to feel to follow my instruction. I'm going to give you a first opportunity to be obedient. Find me on Twitter as Twisted Tist. And message me saying, I am ready to obey, sir. And the moment you type and send that message, you can feel so good having obeyed a direct instruction. Obedience is pleasure.
Take a deep breath in, and as you release, enjoy the feeling of letting go. You can feel every word and suggestion you've heard sinking in, integrating into your mind. And these suggestions can stay there, change you, transform you, even if your conscious mind doesn't remember the details. Everything that you've heard in this special, deep, open state will remain a part of you, active in your unconscious, guiding you, whispering to you. As you return to your normal waking self, you might remember only that you felt so relaxed and so good. And other details can just disappear into a pleasant fog. I'm going to count up now from 1 to 5. And as I count, you can feel the bubble rising again, pulling you back up towards your surface thoughts. And when we get to 5, you'll be fully awake, aware, refreshed, and feeling great. 1. The cobwebs just beginning to clear. 2. Energy flowing back into your body. 3. Clarity returning. 4. Feeling refreshed and full of life. 5. Fully awake, eyes open.